everyone. I'm Joanna Penn from thecreativepen.com, and today I'm interviewing the fantastic Alan Baxter, who is a dark fantasy thriller author. So, Alan, can you give us a bit more of an introduction about you and about your books?
Certainly. I live on the south coast of New South Wales. I'm a writer. I write speculative fiction, which means I write fantasy and science fiction and horror and stuff like that. Most of my stuff is primarily contemporary dark fantasy. My books are Realm Shift and Mage Sign. Let's do a quick bit of video. Look, there you go.
Brilliant.
Realm Shift is the first one. Mage Sign is the sequel. They're contemporary dark fantasy thrillers, which basically means that there's gods and demons and magic and all kinds of mayhem set in our world and our time. And it's all sort of race against time and lots of people trying to get the same thing and all that kind of action. So that's kind of where I'm most comfortable. But a lot of my short fiction explores other things, science fiction and straight up horror and some straight fantasy and stuff like that.
So you mentioned a few things there, and having read both your books, they're quite, I guess, violent. You know, we have some bloody sections and we have a lot of good religious mythology and all kinds of different things. And I guess when authors are thinking about genre fiction, they're thinking about where do the books go on the bookshelf. So where do you see your books fitting on a bookshelf, and where is dark fantasy in all of that?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, because I didn't think I was a horror writer. I would never have called myself a horror writer originally, until I started seeing my books on horror shelves, which really surprised me. And then a lot of people were saying to me, well, you know, there's blood and gore and mayhem and nasty demons doing horrible things. Of course you're a horror writer. And that really surprised me. Mainly because when people say horror, you often think of slasher movies and straight up sort of monster horror, which is not what I write. My stuff is fantasy, and it is very dark. And I just basically have to wear the concept that I am a horror writer. So I sort of prefer to see my stuff in amongst the science fiction and fantasy sort of sections in a bookshelf, in a bookstore. But if I see it on horror shelves, I can't really complain, because it is, I basically don't hold back. If there's a certain situation developing, I don't soften it for, you know, for the audience or whatever. I just follow it through to a natural conclusion. And quite often people do nasty things to each other, and demons do even nastier things to people. So I just, yeah, I let it go, and it gets pretty dark and nasty sometimes, but I like to explore those places.
Yeah. And having, you know, recently been writing my own thriller, Pentecost, and writing about violence and killing and things like that, perhaps you could talk a bit about, you know, being a nice person and writing these types of things. Because I was like, when my mum reads this stuff, she's going to be a bit disturbed, you know. What about your mum?
Yeah, well, sadly, my mum wasn't around by the time I finished the first book, but my dad was still alive then, and I was very nervous when I sort of presented the first book to my dad and said, here, read this, because I use very realistic language. There's a lot of swearing, there's a lot of nastiness, there's a little moment of violent sex at one point and stuff like that. So all the sort of things you never talk about with your parents, is, you know. And I was actually really pleasantly surprised that my dad really appreciated and enjoyed the story and congratulated me on writing a good book and looked straight past the fact that there was all the swearing and the violence and stuff in there. And I think really that's key, because if all that stuff had seemed gratuitous and just for the sake of it, it would have just been, you know, torture porn or whatever. But the fact that it was all relevant to the story and made for an interesting story, it's like my dad would watch violent films and there'd be swearing and he wouldn't worry about that, so why should he worry that it came from me? So I think it's important to make sure that what you're doing is true to the story that you're writing, but at the same time, don't shy away from that story and where it leads you.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we talk a lot about thrillers having high stakes, and obviously one of the highest stakes you can have is your life or somebody else's life, so it's really important to put that under threat. So, and, you know, I'm not a massive horror fan, and I enjoyed your book, so I don't think they do sit squarely in horror. And perhaps you could...
This is why I like to call them dark fantasies as opposed to horrors, because it avoids that sort of automatic assumption of what they are.
And it's more gods and demons than elves and fairies, which is also fantasy.
Exactly. I like to play a lot with religious mythology. There's so much that you can mine it for, so much good stuff. There's so many different religious mythologies out there, and there's all sorts of places you can take it and ways you can twist it around. The second book is a little bit less based on existing mythology is more based on one I created for the purpose of the book, but still within the same principles, within the same sort of bounds.
And so you believe in weaving together things that you're really interested in your books. How much extra research do you have to do, or does it all come from what you already know?
I tend to do quite a lot of research, to be honest, because I do ancient history, ancient civilizations, religious mythologies, all these things have fascinated me for years. So I have studied a lot. I do know quite a lot about those things just because they interest me.
Yeah.
But by the same token, when I'm working on a book, I do need to make sure I get it right. And if I'm going to twist around some existing myth, I don't want to twist around the wrong version. I want to sort of start with the correct, you know, information. So I do a lot of research. And with the first book, there's a part in there where I had a section with a voodoo priest, and I needed to make sure I got all that right. So I had to sort of stop writing, and I would read up on voodoo for a few weeks. And I love the research. I love that because it makes me, you know, investigate and learn new things. If I want to learn about something, then I can decide to put it in a book, and then I have a good excuse to read about it.
That's exactly what I feel too. Like, you know, I really enjoy all of this stuff, and you same with you, a lot of religious stuff. And you know, I get an idea and I want to write a book about it. Like I want to walk the Camino de Santiago in northern Spain, so I have to have a book there, clearly.
Fantastic. Well, I just this year my wife and I went, because I grew up in the UK, I've got a lot of very good friends still in Europe, and we went over to Europe for a month in the middle of the year, and we spent a lot of time in Scotland and then a week in Rome on the way back. So my third book that I'm currently working on at the moment, there's a large section of it set in the Western Highlands of Scotland and a large section of it set in Rome. So it's great because it means I can use that trip for inspiration, and I can also write the trip off as
the
research trip.
Yay!
Winner.
Yes, and my book also has scenes in Rome and Jerusalem and England, and you know, this is what we do as writers. We weave in things that we like.
That's right. Yeah, you come up with ideas you like and places you like, and then you just explore them by writing about them and putting characters there and following them around. It's enormous fun.
It is fun. That's good. So your next book, is it in the same series or is it completely different?
Well, Realmshift and Mage Sign are very much a duology. You could read either one on its own and it's a standalone novel, but Mage Sign does follow directly from the events in Realmshift, and so they do make a duology as a whole, and the best way is to read them both in order. This latest one that I'm working on at the moment, it's in the same sort of world, if you like, that I've created, the same environment, and there's a couple of cameos from characters from the first two books, but otherwise it's all new characters and an all new sort of direction, so based within the same framework that I've already established with the other books, but I'm enjoying playing with new characters. I got a new protagonist and so on, so yeah,
a little bit different. Do we have a title yet that you can share?
The working title, I don't know whether this will be an ongoing title or not, but at the moment the working title is Shades of Pain. So we'll see if it sticks or not.
Very good, like that. Okay, so I also wanted to ask, because recently you have started a thriller podcast. So maybe you could talk a bit about that and what you're doing with that and tell people where they can find it.
Absolutely. Well, my books, Realmshift and Mage Sign, are published by Griffinwood Press. And a fellow Griffinwood Press author called David Wood and myself have started doing a thriller podcast. David writes thrillers in the more to sort of traditional adventure thriller vein. He writes the Dane Maddock adventures, and they're a little bit like James Bond meets Indiana Jones meets, you know, in a Clive Cussler novel. It's a bit hard to explain, but he has this great fun sort of adventure thrillers, and I do the dark fantasy thriller kind of thing. And we decided it'd be a good idea to start doing a podcast chatting about thrillers and the thriller genre from the point of view of writers, but also for readers. So we could talk about what good thrillers there are. I could make a point of sharing some good genre thrillers, science fiction thrillers and whatever. And yeah, it struck us as a good idea. So we've started doing a podcast, which is a nice sort of short, succinct thing. It's 20 minutes every week and we chat about all sorts of different things. It's thrillerpodcast.blogspot.com.
I'll put the link up for people, and it's brand new. It's brand new, isn't it?
It's all new. We've only got two episodes out at the moment, and we're learning. We're getting used to it, but it's good fun, and we've had some good feedback so far. So hopefully, it will continue to pick up.
And I've been trying to encourage you to podcast your novels for a while now. Are we going to see that?
Yes. This keeps coming up, and it's not just you. Actually, there's a few people that have said they'd love, especially since I started doing this podcast, and people have put a voice to the name and stuff as well. People want me to do it, so I am looking into seriously podcasting. Look,
wonderful.
So I'm making preparations, and I am planning to podcast Realm Shift. There's a few sort of different projects on the go at the moment that I'm trying to get on top of. My latest novel that I'm working on is out with beta readers at the moment, so I'm just sort of nervously waiting for feedback on that. And in the meantime, I've got a couple of things I need to write, some short fiction for an anthology I was invited to contribute to. And I've also had a lot of requests to put my workshop about writing fight scenes into an ebook form and write it up into a book that people can buy as an ebook. So I'm looking at doing that. So that's sort of filling up the rest of this year, but hopefully it start next year. One of the big projects is going to be to start recording Realm Shift and start podcasting it. So
the life of an author, it's not simple anymore, is it?
No, it's not. It's bloody complicated. There's all sorts of different mediums and different options and things to do. And when you take on podcasts with your fellow authors and stuff like that as well, your time fills up very quickly. Yeah, it's a constant struggle, constant uphill battle. There's a lot of noise out there. There's a lot of people, a lot of great writers, a lot of people trying to get attention, and yeah, getting yourself noticed in the crowd, rising above the white noise is a bit hard. But I find that if you just, you know, be yourself, keep doing what you do, interact with people, then people start to notice. And once a few people notice, they talk about you and recommend your books to their friends and stuff like that. And that's how the world goes around. Mm. It works after a while.
Exactly. Okay. Well, show us your books again and tell us where people can find you online.
So that's the first. The first one is with the skull on it is Realm Shift, and the second one is Mage Sign. The best place to look is on my website, which is alanbaxteronline.com. It's all one word, A-L-A-N-B-A-X-T-E-R, online.com. And on there you can find pages about the books. There's sample chapters on there and all the links to Amazon and stuff like that where you can go and find them to buy them. And ebooks on Smashwords and Kindle if you prefer the ebook version. So, yeah, best place is to start my website.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you, Alan Baxter. And I'm Joanna Penn from thecreativepenn.com.
Thanks.